This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. state capitol buildings have stepped up security ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden after a violent mob broke into the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. The FBI has warned that some groups may be planning protests at their own state capitol buildings on Sunday or in the days leading up to the presidential inauguration. Some state capitol buildings are closed or surrounded by fences, and extra police are in place at statehouses across the United States. The stepped-up security measures were intended to safeguard seats of government from the type of violence that occurred at the U.S. Capitol January 6th, when a mob supporting President Donald Trump overran the building while Congress was certifying the Electoral College vote. Ahead of Wednesday's inauguration in Washington, D.C., tall fencing surrounds the U.S. Capitol, the National Mall is closed to the general public, and the mayor of the District of Columbia has asked people not to visit the city. Gunmen shot dead two Afghan women judges working for the Supreme Court in an early morning ambush in the country's capital late on Sunday, officials said, as a wave of assassinations continues to rattle Afghanistan. Violence has surged across Afghanistan in recent months despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and the government, especially in Kabul, where a new trend of targeted killings aimed at high-profile figures has sown fear in the rest of city. President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the latest attack on the Taliban. It comes just 2 days after the Pentagon announced it had cut troop levels in Afghanistan to 2,500. That's the lowest level in nearly two decades. Police in Kabul have confirmed the attack. And you can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Five people were shot dead in central Mexico City, the local security secretariat said Saturday. It was a rare attack in the Mexican capital. It occurred late Friday at the town hall in Miguel Hidalgo, one of the most prosperous districts of Mexico City. Medical services certified three men dead at the scene. The other two died of their injuries in the hospital. Despite growing drug cartel violence in Mexico over the past decade, shootings and multiple killings are rare in the capital compared to other areas of the country. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer tried to ease concerns in Europe about deliveries of its coronavirus vaccine as nations across the world doubled down on restrictions to fight the rampaging pandemic. The coronavirus pandemic is showing no signs of slowing down, with infections surging past 94 million worldwide and more than 2 million deaths. Europe is one of the hardest hit parts of the world. Delays in the delivery of Pfizer-BioNTech shots could hamper the European vaccine rollout, which has already faced heavy criticism for delays. Pfizer said work is ongoing at its plant in Belgium to increase capacity, and the firm and its German partner said Saturday it would allow them to significantly scale up vaccine production in the second quarter of the year. Pfizer and BioNTech pledged that deliveries to the EU will be back to the original schedule by January 25th. France, which marked 70,000 COVID-19 deaths in recent days, is set to begin a campaign to inoculate people over 75 starting Monday. Russia plans to begin mass vaccinations the same day. Germany, France, and Britain are pressing Iran to back off the latest planned violation of the 2015 nuclear deal, production of uranium metal. The three countries said Saturday that Tehran has no credible civilian use for uranium metal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Thursday that Iran had informed it that it plans to begin producing the material. Iran had told the IAEA that it hopes to research uranium metal as a means of designing an improved type of fuel, but uranium can also be used for a nuclear bomb. And Uganda's Yoweri Museveni has won a sixth term in office, according to an announcement from the Election Commission on Saturday. This extends his 35-year rule after a vote that his main challenger said was marred by fraud. The 76-year-old leader took power in 1986. He is one of Africa's longest-serving presidents. He was accused of suppressing the opposition and the media ahead of one of the most violent election campaigns in recent years. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.